too.
Okay, so actually, I know, like, there's so much to the ground, so much depth. I didn't really feel I could necessarily do things justice, but I just thought, like, pick on a few things which were interesting. So the first one, so it was kind of this miser here of Shtei Talmidei Chachamim who were going on the way, right, and they weren't speaking words of Torah. So it's if they don't speak words of Torah, in here they were, in our case they were. But if they don't, then it says, Ru'in l'saref, they're fitting to kind of get burnt, yeah? Mm-hmm. I thought, like, it kind of, something was uneasy, maybe. I don't know whether people, it occurred to people, but there is this Pirkei Avos that talks about, you know, one person who goes on the way, right? And he just kind of turns his mind to nothing, yeah? So he's Chayv Benafsho, he's Chayv Benafsho, right? So I saw that the Ian Yaakov like addressed this because for two perspectives. One is that why Argamoy is talking about two Talmidei Chachamim. So even if there's one, isn't that really bad? Kind of thing. And even worse, if there's one, Mischayev Benafsho is actually worse than Ruyim Lisarek, right?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure, but he said that because fitting to get burnt, maybe, I don't know, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be killed. It just means, maybe burnt, But Mischayev Benafsho, he understood, is Mamash Yochayev Misa. That's like terrible, So anyway, I thought it was, that we know Pirkei Avos, I thought it was an interesting thing to bring out. And it does bring out a little bit of other stuff as well. So this is number one, So he says, I just jumped to the answer here. So lo kasha midi, right? So he says, it's not a kasha for the following reasons. Dehacha shemahalech b'shnayim she'ein kam makom sakana. So his first assumption is, that if you're going in pairs, then it's actually less of a sakana. So you can see already that's a starting point here, Amrinan Jerui Lisareth, right? Or Lisareth, we just say it's fitting for them to get burnt, Avamakomakom, Einam is Chayvin Benafsho, right? But they're not actually Chayv Mamash Misa, they're not like Chayv Misa on themselves. Why? Shidere Chaverim Vereim Lisaper Zel Zem Ze, or Ze Ed Ze, right? Devarim Betalim, right? Because it's actually like quite a normal thing that if you're going with someone else, kind of the way the world is, you exchange pleasantries and things like that, So he's kind of saying it's that lack of kind of talking about Torah is maybe to some degree at least, understandable, Gum cane, right? Masha ain cane, but alef shaholech b'derech or misboded. And the contrast, someone who's going on the way and he's on his own, Reulios machsheves libo ledivrei Torah. Then really, there's much more of an obligation for him to start trying to think about words of Torah, or, even if you can't think about words of Torah, like the Rav, I remember the Rav always pointed out, there's always like, the constant mitzvahs that we have, like, emunah, lav v'shem, there's things you can do, like, when you're on your way, below the devarim petalim, right? Beprat shubasakans haderecha yichidi, and in particular, because he's got extreme dangers on the way. I mean, we don't feel it so much, or maybe traffic accidents, I'm not sure. But, at Palm, when you were going on the way, that was really a very dangerous thing.
Or if you're in a foreign country.
Foreign countries, right? So therefore, that's why it's more serious, an individual as opposed to two people, where it's more of a sakana, and there's less of an excuse of the normal way of the world, of people just exchanging kind of pleasantries. Yeah, I thought that was quite interesting.
I was listening to three different things there. That are just really dangerous things to do. So the traveling by yourself and the Tamalilu Batal are two separate things.
So what do you mean by that?
Well, he seems to be not learning like that. You're right.
What do you mean? You mean in Pirkei Avos?
Someone who is wanting something in the middle of the night, and then someone who's Tamalilu Batal, and someone who goes by himself.
He was interesting. He's understanding as one thing. Those two things.
These are some dangerous things. He's some answer that's his own fault.
I hear. You're saying for whatever reason, the Ein Yaakov is putting the two together. He's saying Fane Libo is the case of when he's traveling his own. I hear. Like you're saying they're separate things. I hear. He's putting them together.
I'm not saying what he's saying is. Right, but it's not a Mishnah.
I hear. So the next point, actually, this is a kind of quite an important chup in a sense. I think the next one, yeah, number two, right? So I just read the Gemara here a sec. So Amarava Kol Yom V'Yom Meruba Kilelase Mishchaveru, right? So again, it's a bit, it can be a little bit depressing when you read our Gemaras, right? But one of the things we say is that after the destruction of the base of Mikdash, right, every day there's a greater klala than the day before, right? And we bring a pasuk. Now here, interesting, the pasuk, by the way, is from the Torah, right? So with the pasuk is Baboka Tomami Yitain Erev, or Ba'erev Tomami Yitain Boka. It's like one of the famous pasukim from the Torah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we ask, hey Boka, what kind of mourning are we talking about? Yeah. And basically, it kind of ends up being right that we see right that it's kind of, you know, that it's showing us that each day is worse. Yeah, and we're looking at the previous. We're saying, oh, halavai, that it should have been, you know, the previous morning, right? Mm-hmm. That's basically kitzur like mm-hmm. the Gemara. So what the Marashah is bothered by is, wait a second. If you look at the pasuk, yeah, it says Baboka Toma Miyitein Erev. So why? And then it says about Erev Tomar Miyitein Boker. So we kind of, what the Gemara is focusing on is the second part of that pasuk. The evening, we're going to end up saying, oh, halavai, that it should have been the previous morning, right? But the Marashah's question is, well, why don't we just do the same thing in the first part of the pasuk, mm-hmm. right? Why don't we say, like, Baboka Tomar Miyitein Erev?
Because it was like, the question was on both, but it just used one of them.
Right. Yeah,
yeah. So use the first one.
Why is it skip to the second part of the pasuk?
Okay.
Well, that's the question, the Marashah. Yeah. So, okay. So he says the following, and it's you have to bear with the Marashah here a little bit. Yeah. So it's not kind of simple when you read it, but I think hopefully it's clear when it comes out. So he says Yesh Lefarish Bezer Api Mash Kasev, right? So Perik Basra to Shabbos, right? So there's a concept. It brought there, right, in the Gemara, de mazel yuma garin, right? That there's a concept of each day has its mazel, yeah, it's its mm-hmm. special mazel. Ubar Rava, the Faresh, Tam HaMishnah. Now, with that in mind, Rava comes to explain that what the Mishnah is saying, our Mishnah, which is talking about, right, each day will bring its own color. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to explain, Sha'af Barpi, Shiesh Yom, Da'ayom Shla Achrav, Yesh La Mazel Tovia Tem Lefanav, right? So there can sometimes be cases where the next day has a better mazel than the day before. And that's always the case, yeah? There'll be days where tomorrow's, you know, so to speak, tomorrow's mazel is better than today's mazel. Mm-hmm. Even though that's true, mekom, right? Klasa meruba mechavero, yeah? That the klala is going to kind of cancel that out. So i.e., you're going to have a situation where tomorrow will have a great mazel, yeah, much better mazel than today.
Right.
But because of the klala is always increasing, then it's going to end up being worse overall. Okay. Yeah. Right. Mechaveiro miyom shachar of Beis Hamikdash. And that's what's going to happen. Unfortunately, that's the curse. I mean, that's the terrible thing from when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Umaisikra, right. And then he brings our pasuk. And now, once you understand that in mind, you're going to see in a bit now how this fits now with how one answers the question. Demiresh dekra lekaraya. Now, he's going to say, given that's what he's trying to achieve, he's trying to say, look, you see that even though if you skip to a next day, right, mm-hmm. which should have a better muzzle, mm-hmm. but even still, the klala outweighs it. You're going to see now why that can't be proved from the first part of the pasuk, says the Marashah. Delekaraya. De ema de miyitain erev de lamacha. Right. So let's say the first part of the pasuk is saying, right, in the mm-hmm. morning, right, you're going to say miyitain erev, right. Mm-hmm. So let's say he was talking about, right, erev de lamacha, right, the masapa makafa, makava, right, the mazel yom acha shi'ischai bereth, right. So maybe you're going to think, oh wow, I'm hoping that that, you know, that today's the morning, yeah, and I'm hoping that the erev will be better, right. Aval Gabi Erev, so again, Uba Erev, let's pause there. So if you look at there, that's fine. Aval Gabi Erev Miyitein Boker, but if you look at the question of Erev Miyitein Boker, Shapik Akashile, now is a problem, right? Because if you're going from the perspective of the Erev and you're going to say Miyitein Boker, right, then now it's a problem because Boker, the next Boker you're looking forward to, yeah, is going to be, right? Kevan de be'erev or beboka sha'achav. If you look backwards, mazel yom alefu, right? Then it's going to be one. It's one day, right? So miyitain dehave. So basically, what you have is you have a situation, yeah, of where even though, right, that you've gone to a new day, right, even still, you're looking backwards and saying, Halavai, I should have the previous day. That's what we're trying to achieve, yeah? We're trying to look back, we're trying to say, it ends up being, yeah, that you would have preferred the previous day, even though the previous day, right, had a worse muzzle. Why? Because right. the klala of today is much worse.
You still would prefer yesterday.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the point, yeah? So if, once again, if you have a situation of where...
Which goes after which, that? What's the day? What's the day he's assuming over here? Is the day starts from the night?
Yeah, he's talking about halachic day.
Okay,
yeah,
halachic right. day. It's like a halachic
yeah.
day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So if you're in the morning, let's say right. the ratio of the crop, it's right. hard right. to piece of the but right. let's say the ratio of the crop. So you're in the morning, yeah? And Lu Yitzu, we end up with the pshat, you'd say, oh, I wish it was yesterday evening, but that's the same day. That's
right.
the same muzzle.
So, right, yeah.
so you're not
right.
going to bring that out, yeah?
Right, right.
So the ratio of the crop doesn't bring out that point that even right. though we're into a new day with a better muzzle, oh, I wish it was the worst muzzle of the previous day because the crop outweighs.
Right.
Whereas if you go into the safer the pasuk, or be'erev toma mi'itain boker, right?
Right.
So in that case, yeah, right, exactly.
But as if you're there in the Gemara, the Gemara says,
no, the Gemara is just focusing. Yeah, the Gemara is just focusing.
What's that mean?
No, I mean the Gemara ends up being, yeah, saying,
I'm
right?
I'm not saying
that.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, it's in the Kiddush though.
The Kiddush, yeah.
The Kiddush, right?
But the Gemara says, wait a second, how do you know what's going to be tomorrow? So it can't be.
Right.
Can't
well,
be
that means obviously there's a chance it'll be different tomorrow. So
maybe, yeah, but he's saying, but the Maskana is, yeah, okay, the Maskana is, therefore, it must be because you don't know what's going to be tomorrow. Right.
Right, so that's
an assumption. That's always assumed. So someone wouldn't say that. So at the end of the day, the Gemara is telling you, no, he's looking back to what was yesterday. Yeah.
Okay.
So if it's an Erev, yeah, and he's looking back and saying, oh, I wish it was the morning. Now that makes sense, right? Because he's in the Erev where he's on a new muzzle, a better muzzle, and still it's worse. And he's right. wishing back. He's looking back. He's harping back to a day where the muzzle was worse because right. he didn't have a klala released. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that point wouldn't be brought out by the first part of the pasuk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A few issues. First of all, it's a model of Israel, the cloud.
No, but that's the Gemara over in Shabbos.
Gemara
over in
Shabbos.
You've got to daven to overcome it.
Yeah. I mean, a muzzle Yisrael doesn't mean right. it means we're not confined, but there still is yeah. muzzle dioma. I mean, right. you know, the days go up yeah. and down. Like, Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying that is the Gemara in, that's why he brought the Gemara in Shabbos.
If you read the Pesukim, just the Pshat is, you know, as if a Boker, you want everything, Erev says, Boker, you'll be hoping for the future, but when it gets to Erev and you see it's not better, you'll say, oh, I wish it was back where it was.
What is it you're saying?
The Pasha reading of the Pasuk.
I understood it was both the future, to be honest.
What?
I understood it was both future.
Then it's repetitive.
There's no reason
to say it that way.
Right here? I mean,
I know. I didn't think about
it. I didn't think too much. In the Maskana of the Gemara, right, it says, so in the Maskana of the Gemara, the presumption of the Gemara, which is interesting, is, yeah, one doesn't say, oh, I wish it was the next day, because you don't know what the next day is going to bring. So, Lechora, that would be true for both parts of the Pasuk and the Maskana, right?
Yeah.
So both parts of the Pasuk will be looking backwards.
My shah is...
Why the first one
right.
is not a
riot. Right.
You say why the first one is, the second one is, you see it didn't work, so let's go back. Let's roll back.
Well, you're saying both of them will be going back.
Huh?
I think everyone agrees. Paris has just got an issue.
He's just putting an issue.
Let's go forward. I think we all agree over here. Let's go forward.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what the next
one is. One is on a prati level and one is on a kali level. Like, in terms of prati, your muzzle can seem better. Like, you have better muzzle the next day, but in taking the whole close situation, everyone's different muzzles, it's always going to be. I wouldn't be here for it, but it's just not here.
Right. Now I'm saying the Gemara doesn't necessarily speak about muzzle. Its muzzle is something that Maharsha brings in, but I hear the different. Okay, right. So the next one is just a question everyone was bothered by. Yeah? So which is that it gives this whole story, by the way, about a grandson. Yeah, and the grandson, you know, that he's brought up Rabbi Yaakov. Yeah, he's brought up by his grandfather. Right, and he's the son of his
daughter.
Yeah, so his grandson by the on the mother's side. Yeah. And it's a bit shocking because the grandfather turns around and says, well, you know, after having reared him, you know, he says, please, can you give me a cup of water? He says, my piton, yeah, I'm not your son, yeah. So it's like, So I think everyone was shocked by everyone asked this question number three. Doesn't a grandchild also have an obligation to honor their grandfather? Right? Like, what does he mean? Like, I'm not your son. Yep, you're the grandson. Surely there's an obligation. So whatever, just to comfort people to know that question is asked. Yeah, the Maharshah, I won't read it inside, but he points out that there is a concept of b'nei banim hariyahein kabanim that comes a few times in the Gemara, but he just says, I think it was mentioned that actually that may be a more limited concept. It may not extend to the concept of kibud av, which is what really our Gemara is talking about.
Right.
So in some senses, grandchildren are like children, but not in all senses. That's what comes out. Okay, so the next part, I thought this was just helpful to understand, that there's a mission here that talks about with the armies of the different armies that came, mm-hmm. yeah, that mm-hmm. there was different gezeiros, mm-hmm. yeah, and just what was going on with these gezeiros, like right. it's just what's the kind right. of pashut behind that, that's right. what it's kind of trying to,
good.
And then afterwards it says, by the way, and people were also asking about this, in the Mishnah, it says they kind of got to a gezeiro where, with Titus's army, which was the last one, they made the gezeira on a colour, right, that she shouldn't go out but a period, yeah, mm-hmm. with her canopy, I guess, yeah,
mm-hmm.
For wedding procession, yeah, and then it says Rebbeinu Hitiru, right, and then they permitted it. So also kind of why was that one permitted, yeah, why was that mm-hmm. kind of undone? So if you look here, just it's an explanation in the first Yisrael. So he says. He brings everything together. He says, "Ketsal Yerushalayim." Yeah, when there was kind of a siege on Yerushalayim, and they were in, by the way, and they were in Tsar, right? The Gazru Lema'et Hasimcha. So the natural response is when Jews are going through a very difficult time, and the siege of Jerusalem was. I mean, that was like the greatest national pain we could have had. Yeah. So our response is that this Gazru is a response to that because there's Gzeiras, cut back on sympathetic kind of things, right? And then Shenechrav Habayis Aliyadova Haitat Sari Yote Gedola, right? And then mm-hmm. it increased the degree of Tsar, mm-hmm. right? Lechen Gazru Al Kishut Nashim, right? And then so it started off on the men, yeah, right, the mm-hmm. Chatanim, right? And then it went even to the women. That the Kishtah Rim is a bit more sensitive. That's even more restriction.
They care more. They probably
care more about that. Yeah. So that's a greater restriction on the Simcha, right? Ukshikava Chava Yerushalayim, and then Ali Dei Titus, and then when it says that they then made they permitted it. That's then historically after everything had been destroyed. So it kind of went up into a climax. To the greatest degree where they even stopped. Colors going out with their wedding canopy, and then once it had been destroyed, it's like kind of after Tisha B'Av, once everything's set in flames, it begins to kind of turn around a bit, yeah. So the degree of kind of Tsar gets a little bit less, and then therefore mm-hmm. they permitted it. Okay, so that's the explanation there. Number five is talking about this. I think you picked up on this, Ribiaru, yeah. So
yeah, a couple of people asked this question.
I mean, it's a really important thing to pick up on, yeah. Right. But in the Mishnah we talked about when different people died, there were certain consequences, right? And one of the things looks a bit strange because it seems a little bit repetitive because it says Mishim Reis Rabbi Akiva battle cover the Torah, and then it says Mishim Reis Rabbi Gamliel Hazakein battle cover the Torah.
You asked this because.
Pinnacles, yeah, you asked this, yeah. It's like a brilliant question, right? Like, you can't have something which is bottled twice. Like, they came, obviously,
mm-hmm.
after. Mm-hmm. That's the obvious answer, right? So, Rashi says it, and I just brought out the first Yisrael because he kind of speaks out Rashi a little bit more mm-hmm. fully. So, mm-hmm. I thought, let's look at it. But it's the same as Rashi, basically, yeah? So, the first Yisrael says, Mishum Eish Rebbe Kiva, battle covered a Torah, Shai Doresh Kol Os, yeah, which is what we've spoken out. Mm-hmm. The Rebbe Kiva, he was like, you saw the godless of Torah because of the way in which it showed every single letter had significance, right? Even the Ketarim, the crowns, you would derish, mm-hmm. right? But Ofen She'ein B'Torah Davar LeBatala, and that's seeing the covenant of the Torah that there's absolutely everything in there has significance. The Od Shehayu Lo Talmidim Rabim, right? And also because the covenant of Torah, because he had many, many Talmidim, mm-hmm. yeah? And that also showed, brought out the covenant of the Torah. Like, when you go to Ponovich and you see the amount of the Yeshiva's mayor is you mm-hmm. see, and it gives you wow, like all these people like steiging in Torah, that's mm-hmm. that gives a cover to the Torah. And then Mishumet Rim Gamina Hazaka in Battle Covered a Torah, wrote Sayyid Amas, is a little bit different. It's covered shall limit a Torah. So it's not the Torah itself, yeah? It's just the way in which people learn Torah, right? How so? How is that, that the way in which people learn Torah, that aspect of covered Torah, why was that lessened? Sha'ad Shemesu, right? Lamdu Torah Ba'amida. And this is Rashi speaks out, right? Until he died, people would learn Torah standing up, yeah? Kokora, right, Sibui HaMelech, as if they were like, you know, as if you're reading out like the command of the king, like it's, you know, something like that's how people would learn. Kushamais, right, Hechishu Telusha, right, that people became much weakened, yeah, I mean, it sounds like kind of people were physically weaker, yeah. But Hitiru Lil Modim Yushav, and now like what we're doing now, right, everyone learns sitting down, basically. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference. It's the Torah itself, as opposed to the way in which Torah is learned. Okay. Right. Now, number six, very, very briefly. Again, I was just bothered by what it's talking about. It says, when Pinchas ben Yair, right, Omer, right? I think it should be Rebbe, not Avi. Sorry. Rebbe Pinchas ben Yair, Omer. Mishachara beis Migdash, right? Bushu chaverim ubnei chorin. Right? There was busha, there was embarrassment for chaverim. Now we know chaverim is talking about tamli hachomim, and then it says ubnei chorim, free people.
Also something chom, no?
Yeah,
so
why?
Because the Mishnah says ein ben chorim in
That's it. Okay, you jumped at it. No, you, not sorry. Perfect. Yeah.
But then they ask the question: is who are the chaverim?
Okay, so I suppose they're different. Okay, so chaverim may be talmidei chachamim, but yep. like bnei chorim is like you were saying.
It's fair what Rashi says, he says miyuchosin. So that's hard to see in the word, right? I mean, the shout that Rashi gave was hard to understand.
Oh, schmuck! Yeah, I should have put Rashi as well.
That's why I think he wasn't so satisfied with that.
Right.
You know, how do you see miyuchosin with bnei chorim?
Right. Bnei chorim, free people.
Unless it means you're not slaves.
Yeah, I hear.
Right.
So, okay, why bnei chorim? Here it's just like you were saying. First, Yisrael says, Hatzdikim shnehem bnei chorim yitzram.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, free from your yitzahara. Okay, so I, you know, skip seven a second. It's interesting, seven is more drushy, if you like that kind of thing. But just to talk about, because you mentioned this, yeah, as well, just talk about, it says at the end, right, the Pnei Hador is Pnei, right, Hakelef, right? Mm-hmm. So what's the Peshat in that? So here, this was, it's on your daf, but if you look at the Rush, or Likuti Rashi on the side, so he brings two Peshat in Rashi and Sanhedrin, what this means. Mm-hmm. So he says, Dedamyan Mamash Lekelef, right, Mipi Rebbe, right? It's like a Kelev in the, you know, in the face of his master. Right, so like mamish, that's how people's faces will look. I don't exactly know what that means, but you know, apparently some people talk about that actually people's faces actually resemble kind of sometimes animals. Like there's discussion about this.
You find a lot of people that have dogs, I'm not saying specific to dogs, but they pretty much you can look. They have similar.
Really? Well, that's why we're
just making that up.
There is some science in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And in England, they call a lot of people dogs.
Wow. it's an insult, though. But.
Yeah, no, okay. But explained by the colour. Yeah.
So.
Maybe it's an impression.
I mean, I saw once this thing of people turned into animals, like scary, like whatever. Anyway, so Lashon Acher, right? And the second Lashon that Rashi brings there is Kepnei Kelev Shelo Yisbaishu Zemzeh. It's really talking about midas, yeah. A Kelev is like you know you always see the little Kelev that like barking to this like huge dog, and you're like, you know, but apparently, I mean, it's not just that, but it's, they're not embarrassed one to the other. They just have no. They're brazen, you know. Kelev is a meter of being brazen, right?
People have no shame anymore. It publicizes everything.
Right. Right. So that's exactly what Rashi is saying.
Yeah.
So the Ein Yaakov, just he says also simply he says Klomer Shayu Azipanim, right? And listen to this. Then this is a bit scary. Bezohar Ita, and apparently in the Zohar it says Shiman Higiador Yu Me'erev Rav. The Pnei Hador is Pnei Kelev. It's talking about the leaders. And he says Pnei Akelev, it refers to, there's an element of in Klaishah of being the Erev Rav, who are the kind of, they're always symbolic of the kind of, there's a certain
group. You see, that's a Jewish organization.
Right. I'm not going to name names, but you know, that's a bit scary, right? The Zohar, right? Yeah, no, I agree. No, I'm just saying, yeah, you're right, yeah. So, I mean, I had a Rav who once said, oh, you know, those people are from the area of Rav. And I was like, whoa, yeah. So that's it, yeah.
So, I remember with specific but they think that the dog walks ahead of the owner, always looking where the owner is headed to.
Ah, yeah.
The leaves are looking, you know, back in the wind.
Oh, that's gishmak. Yeah. That's really gishmak. I'd love to have caught the text. If you can tell, if you remember, that's a really gishmak shot.
I don't remember what said.
Yeah, but that, yeah, I do remember that. Recalls that. But yeah, it's a really good shot.
Meaning that their beliefs.
They look like they're leading, but they're not really like leading.
Right, so they're not really.
Right. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Right, beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. I missed the juicy.